Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to the Round 15 Super Footy Podcast, the round where top 8 teams stumbled, starting positions, the document was put through the shredder at AFL House, surely Sammy, and the Bogans blew themselves up on radio. But we're going to start today with Essendon and the run to the 8. Nick Smart and Sammy Landsberger, how are you boys?
Hello Michael.
Very well, thank you Mick.
Can the Dons get there in September?
I think they can, a bit of a Stephen Bradbury sort of scenario going on. Everyone's falling over in front of them. Hawthorn, North Melbourne and the Cats and Melbourne all...
That's four top eight teams.
Correct. The Chargers on, they're just about the form team at the moment, the Bombers. Just about. They aren't, Mick. Calm down. I know your Tigers are going on very, very smoothly as well.
Second with a bullet at Collingwood.
And I think we needed this. I think a few weeks ago, it looked like the eight was just about set. You know, there are only 9 or 10 teams left in calculations. With North stumbling, Hawthorn going down to Loikin, and the Bombers and Adelaide charging, it's suddenly going to be a really good finish to the year.
And the Dons, Sammy, the way they play, when we saw it today, that run-and-gun style that they really love, do you think it's sustainable for them as we go on through the latter part of the season into September?
It's the same question mark. You know, the Harlem Globetrotter style. Will that stand up in finals, though? Like, they're playing this scintillating, quick, you know, speed kills football now. Is that going to take them forward when it counts?
Probably not. But that was the highest scoring first half of footy since 2009. So it was magnificent to watch. But I take your point. Can you play that way in the heat of September? Probably not. That, I think both camps were saying after the game they didn't really like the way the game was played. But it does sort of put paid to this starting positions crap, doesn't it?
Friday night was...
Well, it was a great game.
It was a cracking game.
Thursday night was a great game.
The game is fine round.
Some are saying that Friday...
Don't ruin the game round.
Some are saying Friday night was a tick for starting positions because players held their position. And that's what you'd be forced to do next year.
Yeah, don't... If you bring the cane toad in, seriously, soccer will take over this country.
Mick, interesting tweet by Nathan Buckley today.
Great tweet.
So glad we made those rule changes. Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, there you go. You hear it from the coach. So I think they need to be very careful. As I said off the top, put it in the shredder. Get rid of the bench. That's fine.
Just one more on the rules, Mick. You've been red hot on reducing the interchanges. Scotty Pendlebury today, really interesting comment, said if you cut these interchange rotations down, you're going to kill the explosive athlete. You're just going to be left with endurance runners in the game. Clubs will have to overhaul their list.
Seriously, he's on the AFLPA. That's four jobs per weekend they're worried about. It becomes an 18-a-side competition again rather than 22. I understand why they say that. And, of course, it's got merit what he says. But the cancer that came into the game, congestion, came via the interchange. So get rid of that and don't have bibs starting wing attack, all that crap.
Mixed grill.
Interesting point. Buck said after the game that there was 20 minutes in the third quarter he didn't make it one interchange.
Yeah, I haven't heard the context behind that. Why was that? Well, was he doing his own little...
I think it was more... Let's be honest. That's on them. I think that's strategy. But still, it's interesting. It's interesting when you've got a club that doesn't do that for 20 minutes in the third quarter of a game.
What were they experimenting with? Let's talk about that game. Collingwood. They were very good in the first half.
I think they'll see it as a bit of a wasted opportunity in a way.
The percentage.
They needed the percentage. That second half... They played great football early on.
Second on the ladder, Smarty.
Yeah,
results have gone their way.
But they're 1% or 4th or 5th on the ladder. Yeah. I mean, if they could have put 3 or 4%
that's the thing.
Gap, there was a chance there and they didn't take it.
It was a waste opportunity. I think that they could they'll probably rue that later in the season when it's when the whips are cracking really later on. So it's disappointing for them in that sense. But up to 2nd, can't complain.
Great effort. First time since Richmond Collingwood been 1 and 2 on the ladder since well before you were born.
77,
there you go.
That was a long time ago.
Now, DeGoey, some great news coming through. You've been all over this, Sammy. Bit of ducks and drakes, Gubby Allen.
Yeah,
$1 million offers.
A lot of cheap talk last week.
Cheap talk.
Cheap talk.
Who was talking cheap?
Cheap talk when you turn down the rich deal. So priceless. Priceless announcement from Collingwood. 2-year deal. Did he make the right call? Should he have taken the $5 million on offer? If that was me, I'd be packing my bags for Arden Street. Yeah. You never know what the future holds.
He'd be free agent in 2 years, though. That's his time, that run, like black caviar. Cash is there. Smart. If he's as good as we think he is.
If. It's a question mark.
That's true.
A nod to his loyalty.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
and a nod to his loyalty. But like Josh Kelly should have taken the $10 million last
should
year.
Should he?
I believe he should have.
Boys, can I pose a question to both of you? The flip side of this, are we starting to wonder why can't North Melbourne land a big fish?
No, I think that's garbage. North Melbourne's got Nick Del Santo, Jared Waite and Sean Higgins, three of the best free agent signings of all time. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
Nick Del Santo, who was the other one?
Jared Waite, Sean Higgins, yeah. Lance Franklin and Eddie Betts are up there. Beyond that, it dips pretty quickly.
I like their
aggressive approach.
You think it's a bit of a misconception, a bit unfair?
But to your point, 3 days after it comes out that they're courting this bloke, it was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it?
No, last week was. Last year, fantastic. They thought they had Dusty. They had Dusty over the line in Dusty's own opinion for a little while. So, good
Did
on them.
Did the Gubby thing have anything to do with it? Sort of spooked Collingwood and suddenly another $100,000 appeared?
Interesting.
That is just a theory. Interesting theory.
So, is Gubby Allen working for North Melbourne, Sam?
He's a consultant. Well,
consultant? Brad Scott. When did we have consultants?
Brad Scott said he's offered advice the whole way through. Now they're just paying him for it.
Wow. Now, what about Melbourne? I mean, 3 weeks ago they were saying, you know, how the anatomy of a premiership team, how have they done it? One of the great rebuilds, and they've lost 3 straight.
Excuse the crassness, but did they drink their own bathwater? I know it's a bit of a crass expression, but
that's a big call for Nick Smart, the chief of staff, Herald Sun.
A lot of them people were saying that, weren't they, 3 weeks ago. Do you think they believe their own hype? I know Mark Robinson's writing tomorrow's Herald Sun, the tackle, that they are the great pretenders of the competition, boys.
Look, I'll hold your tickets on Melbourne. They were fantastic against Port Adelaide last week. They should have won that game.
Yep.
You look at every metric of that game.
They didn't win.
You play that game 10 times, they win it 8 or 9.
Oh, I hate that thing.
Yeah, well,
they
all
played
right.
It once and they lost.
Hold your tickets on Melbourne. They've still got a really talented list, and I still think they can make a charge towards the top four. I think they'll certainly play finals.
Top four, though?
They've just about blown it. It's hanging by a thread.
Is it a missed opportunity, Sam? The way you see them, you see their list, you see the players they've got. They're one of the best big men going around. You've got Hogan down there.
They've got years ahead of
Oliver, Jones, Viney. Do you think it's a waste?
I think it's a waste in that the competition is so even that you can jump up and grab a premiership ahead of time.
We've seen that last year.
So if you shoot yourselves in the foot this year, and you can't just say, oh, well, our time will come, because there is a chance this year. So if they do bomb out this year, absolutely, it's a wasted chance.
Well, speaking of shooting yourselves in the foot, you couldn't believe, could you, the garbage served up on Triple M on Friday night. Mm. Are you surprised that the AFL haven't got involved here, given that this is an official AFL broadcast partner?
Mm.
Silence, we often get this. It's not the first time this station's been involved in things like this, and you just don't hear anything from head office. So I would have thought a statement needed to come out
at some
stage over the weekend.
In my opinion, I think we've seen a lot of this, or maybe lots of it's extreme, but we've seen a bit of this under Gil McLaughlin's leadership. I think he lets it...
He tests
the waters. He lets it play out over a few days. You don't see anything straight away. Some say it's good, some say it's bad. I think under the former boss, that may have happened a bit quick. But as you said, we haven't seen anything this weekend. They've been very quiet on it. Whether they can maintain their silence, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, there's a groundswell of people saying that the sacking of Barry Hall, it didn't really work for the network anyway. It just happened to be filling in, I think, for Chris Judd, is a bit of an easy out. Should there be other people suspended? Lee Montagna was there. Barrett was there again. What do you think, Sammy?
The laughing wasn't a good look. I feel a little bit for Lee Montagna. I mean, he's in for a hellish week. No doubt he would have had a few dramas at home, let alone everything else that's going on. This is a bloke who's just come out of the game and he's working his backside off to become a full-time footy commentator. Doing a really good job. Now, clearly he didn't handle himself perfectly on Friday night. He didn't make the comment Barry did. People calling
him. He let him there, though. I mean, it was just
Yeah, it was garbage.
What were they doing going down there?
But
right.
When you call for people to lose their jobs, I think we just need to relax for a second and put things in a bit of perspective.
Fair enough.
Bit of perspective.
But I wouldn't have thought it'd be the worst look that they suspend themselves for a week and the AFL suspends them for a week. But anyway, that probably won't happen.
Yeah, I don't think the story is over. I think over the next few days we may see more on it, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, they'll lose listeners. That'll hit them where it hurts. Now, Adelaide Crows. Mm. Everyone had written them off. Collective minds, yada, yada. Big win, even though no Kennedy, no Darling, no Eagles.
Irrelevant for mine, because Kennedy, Darling and Lacroix all could have played on Saturday, and I wouldn't have mattered in that last quarter because the ball didn't get there. Mm. Adelaide had 16 inside 50s in a row. The first 10 minutes of that last quarter, I think as they kicked 5 goals, 3 to no score, was the most scintillating, blistering one-sided football I've ever seen. And that was against a team sitting second or third on the ladder. Geez, if Adelaide can bring that on Friday night in the grand final rematch at MCG, we might have a contest.
I think we've got a contest.
Mm.
Yeah, it was amazing how you have a bit of a circuit breaker at a football club. Well, they had that press conference.
Yeah.
and then they just free up the mind. And
Mick, what did you make of the Richmond and their win the other night?
That was so long ago.
It does feel like it was like 3 weeks ago.
It was actually a pretty good atmosphere. I've been canning Etihad Stadium all year, but it was a ripping game, wasn't it? With the fog coming under the roof, and they answered all the challenges. I thought Richmond.
Yeah,
and
they
actually, it's the best I've seen them play through this golden run.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's a fair
point. Golden run.
Well, they won premiership. That's pretty gold, mate, even though it's a silver. No, but you know what I mean? Since they got their run going midway through last year to now, that was the best I've seen them play.
I've got to say, just the thought I had on the weekend when I think about Richmond, the way they're playing, from the, you know, Jack Graham's joke at halftime has become Jack Higgins.
How good's that?
From that to the, you know, Tigers getting around Conker the way they did, to Dusty bringing out the Bluetooth boombox at the end of the match with the Venga boys playing. I was just thinking, geez, I'd want to play at Richmond.
You touched on that.
It looks like they've got something special.
They do. It's a bond, isn't it? That is very hard to... Well, you can't manufacture it.
No,
they're very tight. And to full credit to the review they did at the end of 2016. And they're just... I mean, you know, Rioli gave Conker a kiss on the head and David Asprey stayed there the whole time because he was his best man at his wedding. Their off-field thing is feeding into the on-field.
Yeah.
Very healthy footy club.
Well, they've lost a couple of players.
No, I mean healthy environment.
How far,
Nick?
98,000 members. Imagine if they got 100,000 members, but it's not how far. It's just
class above.
How good at the moment. Now, there's danger team for me. They're not even in. Maybe they jumped into
Maypies,
that.
Maypies, are we talking about?
We spoke about them.
Sorry.
The Giants. Everyone said the Ferrari was wrapped around the tree. But
just quietly, they're up to six.
They're up to six.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sneaking.
And they are without Cameron, but they're just dangerous. Since Josh Kelly came back, I think they've won four in a row. They're a scary proposition.
That's a big game.
Their next 3 weeks will sort them out. They go to Perth to play West Coast, and they host Richmond, and then they go to Adelaide to face the Power. So those three, if they can even jag one win, they suddenly should be just about on the track for finals. And then they get Jeremy Cameron back. So it does open up a little bit for them. They're just such a different team with Josh Kelly in. I mean, he missed...
He's the new Silk. Love him. What about the team they beat? Mitchell, another 50, but are they shot?
I don't think they're shot personally, but I haven't been able to get much of a read on Hawthorn the entire year, to be honest, and I still don't. They're around... I think the best way to sum up Hawthorn at the moment is they're around the mark. They're a little bit up and down. Whether they can play finals, I'm not so sure. This week, they've got the Bulldogs on Saturday night. Intriguing match.
Very good fixture. The Dogs are going to disrupt the eight, I think. They are the danger team going forward. After the Dogs, I think Hawthorn has Brisbane, Carlton and Fremantle.
Yep.
So if they can beat the Dogs, they should still win four in a row. I think given their draw, they should still play finals if they can roll the Puppies.
Sammy, with the Puppies, I love Ed Richards. I love Ed Richards. Can you tell me a little bit about Ed Richards? Something we don't know about Ed Richards. What have you got on him?
Well,
his great grandfather.
We know that. Thank you.
What I can tell you is that if Jake Stringer was still a Western Bulldog, Ed Richards wouldn't be.
Pretty
simple. In the last hour of trade period, I've written this for tomorrow's Herald Sun. The Dogs did 3 trades in the last hour. In came Josh Shackey and Ed Richards, and out went Jake Stringer and 2 second round picks. That's looking pretty damn good 8 months on.
It is. I thought that's only the adults were left in the room, though, at the Bulldogs, listening to your president say that about the people who did the trades. But anyway, what about the team that they beat, Geelong? Alarm bells?
Trouble. Massive trouble. Yeah. I think they won that which could miss finals, which is staggering given they added Gary Ablett to this team.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are saying that now. And it doesn't get any easier. They play the Swans up at the SCG on Thursday night.
And then Adelaide
will be playing in that game, Sammy?
No, I don't think he will be. He got through a full game in the VFL on Saturday, just given how far he's coming back from. I mean, this bloke lost all his conditioning. Couldn't get out of bed, couldn't walk. I think he needs another run in the VFL. He's also hurt by the fact that the VFL played Saturday and the AFL plays on Thursday. So that short turnaround gets him. But then it's tricky again next week because the VFL plays on Sunday and then they've got another Thursday night game. So it will be a challenge to squeeze him in. But great to see Dan Mantle back playing footy. His manager, Adam Ramanaska, said recently that he had cortisone leaking into his bones. So a serious injury, but great to see him fit again.
From that injection?
From that injection, correct.
Yeah, that's not ideal, that VFL schedule. But yeah, they go up to Sydney unless they do something very special up there. That is big trouble for the Cats.
What about a quick word on the Swans then?
Buddy Lucky? Yeah. Is Buddy Lucky to get off?
No, he was. I think he was.
Nah, I thought it was just a bit less than I actually thought Vlosten was a bit unlucky because he probably thought the guy was still on his back.
Jeez, I thought he was lucky to get one.
Well, in the end, he probably was because he's got him flush. I don't think he actually meant to do it, but the Buddy Rant thing was just mesmerising, really, wasn't it?
Oh,
just
everyone wanted to see it, and we all got our money's worth, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Mm. North Melbourne?
Concerns.
Yeah. You've got concerns galore. I'm with you.
It's harsh.
Ben Jacobs is a concern.
Yeah.
He keeps missing with concussion. It was interesting in the AFL cracking down on Carlton with the way, was it Cam Paulson?
Correct,
That's a big call to fine a club for mismanagement of concussion, $20,000 fine.
That's a fair slap at their medical staff. They're saying you got this wrong.
Would they? They wouldn't like that, would they?
Certainly
they accepted it?
I'm not sure. But it is a suspended fine, so they don't actually have to fork over yet, I think.
They said that the player sort of feigned that he was a bit better than he was and that the video tablet that they had on the bench to assess it wasn't of a high enough quality.
Wow.
Now, if that's the case, it's just ludicrous, isn't it? Mm. Give them a bloody plasma down there.
That's right.
Does show you how seriously they're taking it, though. I mean,
AFL?
It was a little bit murky with Isaac Canning on Thursday night. Played a little bit in the third quarter after getting tested out at halftime. I think we've just got to trust the clubs on these ones. I think the medical staff do the right thing by the players. Surely we just back them in.
They're worried about, obviously, with the federal court case that's looming with concussion.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one, Nick.
Saints,
good win for them today.
Great win.
Really good win today. Not many people
hung in there.
Yeah, not many people saw that one coming, did they, Sammy?
No, I had them in a swimming competition as well. Last man standing. I went Melbourne. I'm now sitting down.
And the other one, Brisbane Lions, we've got to give them credit because they've been, they've finally cracked through for their second win, I think it was, isn't it?
Yes.
And Freo, very ordinary.
So any flicker of hope that Fremantle could feature in September is gone.
Fife, hammy.
Yep.
Fake news or real news?
What's that?
Fife.
His hamstring. Yeah. I think it's real, but I know where you're going there.
Yeah, I just like the way the season's placed, though, Mick. Just looking at we've spoken about some of the games next week. It's some good games coming up. The one that excites me too, Essendon Collingwood. MCG next Sunday. That is a massive match.
Is that the biggest Essendon Collingwood game outside of Anzac Day since Anzac Day began?
Probably it'd be very high in the running. I can't think of any game that's come close since.
Why wouldn't that get 90,000?
It will.
Mm.
Can the Dons win it?
Yeah,
of course they can.
They can. The way they're playing, as I said, the question mark is whether it's sustainable. But at the moment, they play like they played today, on the G. Next week they will take it right up to Collingwood. And Collingwood's looked a little flat the last few weeks.
They've won six in a row.
No, they have, and I'm just saying that they couldn't finish off the game well on the Gold Coast. Week before, they were a little bit flat. They'll need to get back up. They'll need to play like they did on Queen's Birthday if they're going to put Essendon away.
How good, boys, is Charlie Curnow? What a freak.
Fantastic game. He's just the guy at Carlton at the moment who's just keeping you happy, isn't he? As long as you got Curnow and Cripps there, you're a little bit happy with life, despite everything else.
Can't have it both ways, Western Bulldogs. We give a pat on the back for trading in a pick for Ed Richards after losing Stringer. Well, they also gave Carlton the Charlie Curnow pick. Would you believe that?
How'd they do that?
They went to the Blues and said, this draft is so even. We'll give you pick 11 for picks 20 and 21, thinking that it was so even you get two players of the same quality. Carlton picks up a bloke called Charlie Curnow, and the Dogs take Josh Dunkley and Kieran Collins. Now, Dunks helped them win a premiership in his first year, but I think Charlie's a little bit in front of those two boys.
Well, at least the adults are still left in the room.
That
game, one of my favourite players of all time, I reckon of all players from other clubs, I respect this guy, Cade Simpson.
Yep.
Recruited 67 kilos, didn't get a kick for three or four games. His next 297, including that 300, so we got, 37 disposals.
37.
Just on ground respect. In his 300th game, just quietly, according to at least our...
Yep. Who gave the votes in our
game? Glenn McFarlane, Simpson, Curnow, Wingard.
He's just a beauty. And how great was the photo with Bruce Dool and Sauce?
To get Bruce Dool back for a photo back to the club, he must have a lot of respect. And well done, Kate. That's an incredible
Will he play
team.
On?
He should.
He should. One more year.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, I know that the kids would love him, so I spoke to Paddy Dow last week. He said he loves going through his game review with Cade Simpson because he pulls it apart and teaches him a fair bit about the game. So when you're adding that sort of knowledge off the field and you're performing like he is on the field, it points to why not.
Fair to say a future coach then, Sammy, too, given that intel?
I'm not sure. Won't. Yeah, not sure.
Well, all right, boys, that's all we've got time for this week on the Super Footy Podcast, the round where footy said we're back.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.